Gud nissen. Öppna ner och krumpa.
Vi håller med metro av Cipollitian i train. Especially those leading a station who are Christ and how it's done. And we have to spend some time, the guys have to spend some time to be explaining how to do it most effectively, how to do it in the best way. That and there could have perhaps a tension between two issues. First of all, the Rambam and Sefer Chinuch say that the Midrash Sipurei Tzvi concerns the Saper, Kitatus L'Shein HaMesaper, according to how clear the Mesaper, the person doing the Mitzvah, according to how clear he is. Which implies that you do it according to, the person does it according to their own ability. And yet there's a fixed Nusach to follow. How do the two things fit together? And the second Nekuda is that the Nusach HaAgoda, I've given out these sheets too, so have a look and refresh our memories, seems to jump around a little bit. And it would be much clearer to us if we could understand, probably something that many of us have worked on in the past, but if we could understand the Seder HaDvarim from start to finish, it would be much easier to understand the Mitzvah properly. And there's a very interesting lesson of the Ritva, here somewhere. The Ritva says, V'chayev Adam l'saper b'layla hazeh l'anoshim l'tinoite v'chol b'nei ha'chabur. A person is m'chuyiv to tell the story of Yitzhak and Shrine to women, children, v'chol b'nei ha'chabur b'inim Yitzhak and Shrine. V'im eina yedan, if he doesn't know oimer manishtana v'seida ha'agoda, if he doesn't know how to do it, then he says the manishtana v'seida ha'agoda. Mashma, that if a person knows how to do it himself, he could say it without the manishtana, without the seida ha'agoda. Then he's mamshech, and he says, Veshamati, ki horayved zal hoyanoig lidveis potuk echad meinin yitzias mitzrayim. I heard that the rivers used to dash in one potuk meinin yitzias mitzrayim, koidim shi yistak manishtana. Before he started manishtana, he dashes one potuk, he gave his own insight into it. And I understand this, it's a bit like we find in the beginning of the Romans, I think it's a place as well, ayah de chavivelei, a person, a drosha, a person, something that a person discovers himself, a personal insight, if you like, is more chaviv to a person. Reisod them kachilei yosim tisha kavim shokaviroi is more chaviv than the other things, and that's what the Rishon used to do. It's not mashma that the Rishon had the same attitude as the Ritva himself, that if he's a barachi, he would make his own tzipitzis instead of the seidan goda. So it could be that there's a little bit of a machlekes here in Mahalach, what's the right thing. In Shulchan Aruch we find the Rama says the Yomrei in Tofayim Gimel Tizayim the Yomrei B'loshen Shemizinim Hanoshim Achtanim, a person should say the Haggad in the Loshen that women and children understand, Oy Yifarish Lohem Ha'inyan, or he should explain to them the Inyan. V'chein Osa Ri Milondri Kol Haggad of Loshen Lav, the Ri Milondri, I think that's London, said the whole Haggad in Loshen Lav in the vernacular, whatever language they had then. In order that the women and children should understand. So, what do you see here from the Daig Veloshin? It says, V'yomer Veloshin Shemavinim Hanoshim Laktanim. Oy, Yifarish Lohem Ha'inyan. The Ramos seems to be giving you two options. Either follow the Haggadah itself and translate, or be Mefarish the Inyan. And the second option looks somewhat like what the Ritva says. Pasha, that the, what's Nog, is that we are machmir on this point, we don't deviate significantly from the nusach of Haggadah. And you can explain that in two ways, some of they're both true. First of all, the Nefesh HaChaim says, and he's talking about nusach HaTfilah, he says the nusach HaTfilah, quote from Chazal, it was Mesukhan Alidei, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, which were Kufchas Dekeinim, Uvahem Kam Neviim, says the Nefesh HaChaim, because they needed Kufchas Dekeinim, or Mehem Kam Neviim, they needed that to create a nusach of Shemoneh Esrei that shows you what deep side the nusach of Shemoneh Esrei must contain. And because we're aware of that, we're always very reluctant to tamper with the established response. And in some way you can say the same for the Nusach HaGadah, that the Nusach that comes down to us, Mizorizor, has great Seidus, and it's for us to keep the Nusach and study it until we understand the Seidus, rather than to say, well, I can come up with what for me would be a better Nusach. And the second point is, Mr. Burr brings some various truths from Seidus, because Seidus came at a time when there was the Nestorian and the Reformers, and one of the things they wanted to change is language. There should be more, or whatever it was, whatever the vernacular was, the German or whatever. They wanted to incorporate more of that and less of Lashon HaKodesh into Tefillah, and the Chasam Sofer opposed it vehemently. And Kitchotim Shadvar, if you read a few lines of the Chasam Sofer, you think to yourself, what's his problem? Shulchan Aruch, I think Gabi Krishna, Samach Gimel, Gabi Shmoneh, I believe it's Kuf Aleph, the Tefillah Nem, Rabbi Chol Lashon, he speaks to me said in other languages. Why do you oppose it so fiercely? And the answer, of course, is that if you're talking about a yochid who needs it in a particular situation, yes, okay, there's Moshim, you can be yoked and have a Lashonis. But if you're talking about a movement to move away from Lashon HaKodesh, from the appreciation of what Lashon HaKodesh is, that we're tied up with Lashon HaKodesh, that's something which is very true. And ever since then, at least, we're very, very cautious of doing that because of what you're doing, maybe a movement towards, in some context, of a secularization of some sort. We keep, for these reasons, we keep to the Nusra. Now for the Maskone is, the Ramah told us, Yomer Beloshen Shemavinim, or Yifayis Daimah Inyan, and the way a person should be the Seder, surely it's the feel of person's level, at least we translate. If possible, add something, be Mepharish Inyan. On a deeper level, I think we can again draw from the Moshel of Tefillah. Tefillah on the one hand is Avodah Shebalev. Avodah Shebalev by definition means you're expressing what's in your heart. How can I then express what's in my heart through reading the words from the Siddur? It seems to be a stira. And the answer, l'chayim, must be that the Nusach is teaching us how to feel. When the Mabit says, for example, so when foreign types, what Tefillah means, he says, for example, Shema Koleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chutz La'Hashem Aleinu. He asks if I could speak to the Mekabel Tefillah. What are you adding extra than what you asked for when you said that to Chayim, you asked for Da'af? What are you saying in Shema Koleinu? Listen. He said the koil is a koil without dibur. He says even if we said things and there wasn't kavana, it was just a koil in a sense. Please, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, accept our tefillah. So what the Mabit is saying, if you understand the tefillah and you realize that of course that's a sentiment that I should have because it's again to me, then it becomes an avodah shebalev, even though it's a nusach tefillah. And faked, the avodah shebalev is maximized through the nusach tefillah because the gzeila Yisrael knew what the avodah shebalev should be. And they taught it to us. What I want to do is try to work with some of the Haggadah, a few Nakudas, as much as we have time for, and see how we can incorporate these ideas into the Haggadah that we have. I've given out copies of the Haggadah, and you've noticed what I've done is it's a work in progress, not completely finished, and the Nusach is not 100% our Nusach. So you see the basic idea. It's in two font sizes. Why is it in two font sizes? Because the Nusach HaTefillah, the Nusach of the Haggadah that we have in front of us, is a shiluv of two layers woven together, the Chayra. Why do I say that? Because the Mishnah says in Pesachim, in the Sukkah there, Kuf Tes Zayin, I believe on the Dalet, says, Mod Galoi Kei Sheni, you pour the second coat. At that point the son asks, and he says all the questions that the son should ask. Then it says, Dasish ben Ovid Malamba, teach the son according to his level, Maskel Begnosa Messiah Mishvach, says we do something which is called Maskel Begnosa Messiah Mishvach, and then the Doyesh Maram Yevidavi Achigro Kalapasha Kula, then we dash in the Pasha. So what do we have so far? Maskel Begnosa Messiah Mishvach number one, Aram Yevidavi Doyesh Kalapasha Kula, we dash in the Pasha of Aram Yevidavi in Pasha Bikur, that's number two. Number three, the next Mishnah further down the page says, and it lists the things which again are very familiar to us. Pesach matzah morah. And it carries on. Bechol dov adarchayv adam liret etatmi to luhu yotzim mitzrayim, which is again the hemshech of our nusach. So just briefly, if you go just till bechol dov adar, you've got the manish daima, then you've got matzah b'nusim tam b'shvach, then arami evedavi, then from gemliel hayoyma. Now, what must be Gnosim Tzayim Shvach? The Gemara brings the Machlekes, Rav Shmuel, or Rav and Rav, this one is Chittet. Al-Koponim, one of them said, Avodim Ayin Afar Mitzrayim. That's the Gnos, must be Gnos, who Avodim. And then, Ba'yitzein Hashem Ekein, Nu Mishom Yad Chavak Ozen Atuyo. That's the Shvach. Or, Mitzchila Yudhi Avid Zoro Hayya Avitzeinu, that's the Tevon HaMachim Avidot. And for some reason, we seem to incorporate both into our Nusach. That's our Nusach. Manishtana, Masuk Nusach Tzayim Shvach in two formats. then we darsh in the past Aram Mehavidovi, then Aram Gamliel. Now, of course, in our Nusach HaKadosh, there are other things. But we realize that the Ikar Nusach L'Chaira is those things, and those Be'erach I've put in the larger font on the page. In between, you've got other Hisophas, and understanding what the Hisophas are, and seeing them as sort of somewhat in parenthesis, the Moshe could well be this. A person, sometimes one gets asked, a woman has to run around, put something on the stove, or she has to run around after little children, change nappies and so on. She comes back and says, I missed a few things from the Seder, do I have to say them myself? Now the Mishnah Berurah talks about this. He talks about Masharetet has to go out, and he's got a shitter, the Rav Gamliel Hayayim, and the Makas of the Ikka, that it's sad to say, I'll put the Shulchan Aruch around, that what you should tell a person in such a matzav is that the Ikka you need to say is the things mentioned in the Mishnah. She heard the Manishtan and Moshe, she should say the Avodim Ayin and the Mitzchila, and then there's Arami Evidami, but she doesn't need to say the Arvabonim and the and the Rav Golov Nazaria and so on, in the story of the Hamisha Chachamim, which are Hisophas in the Nusach. But the Chayit, only through understanding the status, what is the Ikka Nusach and what is the Hisophas, that one really understands the Seder Hadvarim. If we begin, if we take up our job in the Sifrei Sefer Mitzrayim at the point after the Manishtana, we could ask the following question. The child has asked the question, Manishtana Laila is there with all its halakim. What's my job now as a Baal HaSeder? Is my job to answer the question? Not. You would think it is. However, the Gemara said, the famous Meister, it says, Omele Rav Nachman Doru Abdi, once Rav Nachman said to Doru his servant, he asked him a question, and this verse was just before he would have said the Manishtana. After the Matagli Mori Lecherus, the Yodli Chastav of the Hava, actually he asked him a question with a certain answer. He said, an Evet, whose master released him Lecherus and gives him gold and silver, my Boile Meimele, what should he say to him? And he answered, Boile, do ye v'lishpucha. He should acknowledge, he should thank him, he should praise him. And Rav Nachman said, at that point, you've patted me from saying Manishtana. So you see that what he did was a patlis for Manishtana. Now interesting, Manishtana highlights that we eat mud, we eat moral. Why is asking the Eved what he should do, and the Eved to say, Boilu, Dulu, Skucha, why is that a bimkrim Manishtana? And it's quite difficult to put one's finger exactly on the point. But L'chayit R.F.I. this, is to say, we do two things. We say the story of Gesh Mitzrayim, and through that we come to Shevach Vahidah. And the Chinuch, in teaching the mitzvah of Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, he said that the mitzvah is to be Mesaper, and L'hoidah to the Shabbat. It's much like the chelik of the mitzvah. That means there are two ways to say the story. You can say, Bav Muzalta Hashem need the Sipri Mitzrayim. Can you ask me a question? The answer is, you came out of Mitzrayim. Or you can say, Bav Muzalta Hashem need the Sipri Mitzrayim. You can be emotionally involved. If you're emotionally involved, then naturally, you say the story and you finish off with the Shabbat, with Lahodah to the Shabbat. And that, L'chayr, is the Surah HaMitzvah. And what we have to do in the Manishtana, or in whatever's going to replace the Manishtana, is to create the setting through which, when we do the Sippur, it will be with that emotional excitement. And we do it through the Manishtana, because it says, tonight we eat matzah, eat tomorrow. We're doing all these things, why are we doing these things? Because Avodim Hayinu, we already mentioned Avodim Hayinu, the Pharisee Mitzrayim. The Dora was doing it a different way, because when he heard from the Eved, Boilei Du L'Shpucha, you hear that Yena has its heritage, then you feel the same heritage, because you're in a way in the same matzav. It did essentially the same thing. We aren't Avodim Hayinu. When we say Avodim Hayinu, we're already expressing the idea, Hayinu, Chayavodim Yerush Tatsuni Kilo Hu Yotsum Mitzrayim. Happened to me. What does it mean? Am I supposed to imagine that it happened to me? I just came out and I'm telling you about it. Maybe on a certain level. But for those of us that would find that very difficult, leaving a lot of kach hadimia, you could say, and I believe the Maral says, Eretz like this, we're part of the Ummah that came out. Suppose your family had just come out, and just done something major, and gladly you weren't there. But nevertheless, you feel very clearly a part of that family, and you're able to speak about this is what happened to us as a family. if we're separated from the chelik of Klal Yisrael to which this happened by many generations, but that's just a matter of month. It's not a real shouldn't be a real separation. Our avoid is to feel so much a chelek of Klal Yisrael as an Ummah that we feel as if it happened to us. And the Velt asked the question over the years, you heard it mentioned many times, what can we be moisif to the children when they heard so much at school from the Agoda? And the truth is, Lechayah, if we can be moisif, that one Lechud, you say, Avodim Hayinu, as if we're talking about ourselves, because we've got the whole heritage, the preparation for Seder, and the thing that the Seder gives, Eilu Lebote Lishma Adam Adar Zayek, the child comes and gets that message, Kilu Huya to Mitzrayim, and that's all your moisif on what he's learnt at school, Lule, if that would be all you were doing, for that alone, Lechayah would be to die. What's the answer to the Manishtana? There's a machlokes among Mufashim, it's very confusing. Some say the answer lies in our body, you know, some say you have to wait till to get the answer. But the truth is, it doesn't really matter, because obviously, a body Mayino doesn't answer directly the Matzah is this and the Morah is this and the Seva is this. In fact, the Seva, I don't think we deal with Mamas directly at all. Rabbi Gamliel Hayoima clearly deals with Matzah and Morah more directly. But there's in a way, you can say Avodah Mayinu gives you the essence of the answer, and in a way, you can say you have to wait till Rabbi Gamliel. And we are free to tailor it according to our audience. How you're going to, if they're demanding an answer, so you tell them. If you want, if it fits, you can tell them we're working through each other's time. It's all to do with each other's time. It all depends on the matzah. Now, after the Avodah Mayinu, we have what seems to be four digressions. And this can really throw a person at the stage. As Maisa Bebeleza, Amon Beloved Zomazaya, Enkirin Shikibin Shimshona, and number three, Baruch HaMokin Baruchu, and then the Arba Bonim. So I want to see if I can tell you a couple of Nekudas, how we can perhaps look at that. First of all, the Maral says, on the story of Bebeleza and Mishon, and Beloved Zomazaya, and Kino and Tarsan, so in the suburb of Nebrak, like the Maral, what were they doing, talking like this and trying all night? What about Simchas Yom Tov? The person to be mitzvah himself to lose sleep a whole night? That's the kasha that the Maral asked. You could ask a second question. If it's right for the Rebbe to do that, why does Talmidim come in the morning and tell them? Why wasn't the Talmidim with them? And the Chayra, I've always thought, Kushe Achas M'Turetas B'Chaverta. Because in Achanami, like the Maral said, the Maral answered on the Hanoi. He said, If it's a tzar for you to stay up, then go to sleep. So they probably said to Talmidim, okay, you're flagging, I don't know, I think it's enough for you, go to sleep now, it's another day tomorrow. But the Tanoim themselves, who were electrified with the excitement of eternal time all night, they carried on. And the Rambam, the Rambam adds the word, he says, the word lahem, and that changes the pshat of the whole story, because from that word lahem it seems that this is something that happened on that night. They were sitting together, and Beloved that night said, "No, we're talking about Yetzirah Mitzrayim now, and I always wanted that we should have this connection with Yetzirah Mitzrayim, a mitzvah, chayva to be mazker at least Yetzirah Mitzrayim every day of the year, but lo vachisi, I wasn't zeicher that should be the pshat until." And the Pasuk is Darshan. It's a Hemshech. If you learn that way, then the whole story changes. Beforehand, it was just a story of something that happened. And yes, it taught us that Kol Amar B'Safed B'Tzelt Mitzrayim, however clever you are, Harezim Meshubach, that's fine. But with this, it teaches you the whole heritage that they had, that they stayed awake the whole night because then actually it wasn't a star for them. Number one. And number two, what do they want to talk about? They want to talk about that Halavai could be doing this every day of the year. That itself, understanding the story in that way and not allowing ourselves to digress the much into the story of what were they doing in Bnei Brak or what did they keep the Chatzos until the morning. These things are what keeps the person say their lives and the up what the story is supposed to. Then you have Baruch HaMokim first, but after that you have the Arba Bonim. What's the Sakakoil of the Arba Bonim? Sakakoil of the Arba Bonim is that you have to be able to respond to the person who's asking the question in the right way. And if you can sum it up, perhaps we can say like this. The Chacham, the Rishonim generally agree, a number of Rishonim say that, whatever the answer given it by the Baal Haggadah to the Chacham is just a Sofa on what's mentioned in the Pesukim. Because the question of the Chacham is from Pesukim Vayechanan. The Pesukim Vayechanan give an answer. And the Balagoda said that Af Ato Emeloid Kehilke Kapetach, and the Rivola and the Min Kol Hilke Kapetach, and it's Moshe from what the Prophet says. It's Moshe from what the Prophet says, we can have a look at what the Pesukim say, because that's at least as much of an Ikka as what the Baal HaGodah is Moshe afterwards. The Pesukim say that he asks Maha Eidos Vachukim Vamishbotim. And the answer is an Arichut, which starts off on, actually, on the Yonam Yukas and Shrine. And it says, I tell you, Hashem, they came out of Kalavur Ma'elu, If you look in Ramban, he explains how each one, Le'yirat Hashem Elokeinu, is the Eidah, it's been happened in history, Yirat Shemaim. Le'tov lanu kol hayomim is Chukim. We don't know what they're really for, but they're Le'tov lanu, that much we know. Le'chayoseinu kayem hazeh, to be Machay everyone together, to be Mishpatim, that's what keeps society together, keeps people together. That's how the Ramban learns. What do you see? That the Chacham asks a question, and he breaks it down, he understands, he breaks it down into all the details. You've got to answer him according to that. But on the other hand, you have to have a Mahalas. For the Talmud, he's asking a general question, you have to know how to give him a general answer. Answer the person at your Seder. Don't tell him the details if he only needs the generality. Another interesting thing that occurred to me today, Shane Ed Elisha also doesn't know. I would have put him with a Talmud. Tell him a general message. Why not tell him the same as the Talmud? Territory of the again, it's the third category. The Talmud is asking, you need a certain answer. A person who's not asking, you need nachah kinet, you need nachah chokhmah to awaken his interest, to show him something which a person's interested in without having had a question. And the Rosha, whether you learn that Chalal or Bismanazer, it should be harsh or it shouldn't be harsh, but the message is clear. The message is to be included in what the Jewish time is and what the Shaykh of the Rosh has to offer. That you need to include yourself and not be made out from the cloud. There's a four distinct approaches, and if a person has that clear Sakha coil, then he knows that it's a really lemaisa and it really affects how he thinks to say the Seder. We said there seems to be a lot of jumping around the four Hesophos between Avodimim and Mitzchila, and more than that, it's the Gemara gives two shittas of Tav, but not in the time of Tzvah, and the Ritva said actually they both agreed that we say both, and we decided to say that. The Kumzai were Mekan both shittas. But why do we interrupt between both shittas with such a long arisat in between? The answer to the Chayyar is twofold. First of all, we say the Ikka, Avodimim and Farim Mitzrayim, and then we take a step back and we say that we want to be Ma'abel Shat of the Shat of Mitzrayim, we want to be Mahadeh Ma'akiyu Ma'amitzvah. We need these akdomas in order to appreciate how to be Mahadeh in this Kiyum HaMitzvah. That's number one. Number two, sometimes you find in Shas, Shtayim Shein Arba. Here I think it's Arba Shein Shtayim. I said it's four Hesophos. But really, I think it's much better to look at it as two. Because Omar Rebelon Nazariah, I suggested, is really Omar Lohem Rebelon Nazariah, and it's the Hemshech of the first story. Likewise, the story of Arba Bonim is prefaced by the Boruch HaMokam, Boruch Hu, Boruch HaNotam Torah Lam Yisrael, which the Ritva says is Ke'en Birkas HaTorah, the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he gave us a Torah Shlema. I think he means it's Kodal, all these different approaches of the Torah Shlema. And you could add maybe Ein Kamokam Laharech, but there's L'chayra HaKbola between each of them. Baruch HaMokam is connected to Chacham, Baruch Hu, which is Nesta, is connected to the Roshan, the She'ena Yudah, Mishael, the Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more a Nesta. Baruch HaMokam Torah Lam Yisrael, I should say that's the time. Baruch HaMokin, telling everything, that's the question of the Chacham, the Kulabah. So come back, just two Mekudas. Number one, how to be Marvel of Sabbath B'tiyas Mitzrayim, be Mitzrayim B'tiyas Mitzrayim, like those Chachomim were. And number two, you've got to be Mitzrayim, you know, you've got all different people in front of you, and know how to do it. Keneged Arba Bonim, Tibra Torah, we have a Torah Shlema, which teaches us to how to be able to do that. Why do we taka have Mitzchila Davi Zara Hayavitainu? As I mentioned, the Ritva says that all agree, the Rav Shmuel, let's say, in Anos Hagamora, agree that you should say Avodah Mayinu and Mitzchila. The Ritva teaches they both fit because Mitzchila is Kachoy HaMaisa, and Avodah Mayinu is what he calls Toik Soishal Nes. The machlokes between them is which one to start with. give a slightly different focus on the story if you started with we rose down with Yazara and we went on. No, we start off, this is take for Shemnes, this is what we're here for, Avod Meinu Lefayim Yisrael, and afterwards we marach a bit more to explain the background. But the Maisa Nisim in the Sivas, and always say we have to learn the Maisa Nisim as we would learn in the Sivas on the Sish and Mishpat, because it's clearly something that was written carefully in the Eon. And he writes, why do we say Mitzchela at all? What's it doing? Why do we need to go to that level of the story? And he explains that if you didn't have Mitzchela Yisrael Yisrael HaYav Yisrael, you were just talking about Yisrael and Shrine, you would have a big kasha. It's true that we can thank you because Rosh hasn't taken us out in the shrine, but why did he put us there in the first place? And of course, as in the Sivas, the answer is that Mitzrayim is a Kura Barzal. We needed it for our own tikkun. So you have to go a stage back and say, Mitzchila Oda Vedazora Hayu Avisayna. If you understand that, when we were Oda Vedazora, we needed that tikkun, and therefore I wasn't going to find Mitzrayim. If you understand that, then you can go on to, this is further down the page on this sheet, you've got Mitzchila Oda Vedazora Hayu Avisayna, and then you've got, before you dash in the parish of Aram Levidavi, you've got Baruch Shem after Chotel Yisrael, and the Isham, the Lam Yisrael, which you've got always another later Yisrael. What's that doing now? Teres says, and it fits very well within the Kuddah, within the Siva, Chayra. Yaakov of one of Yod Mitzrayim, we came down to Mitzrayim, because Mitzchel Odeh Vedazor HaYav Yisrael, and we needed to be Mesukim from that Zuhama of Avedazor, which we had. Therefore, the coming down to Mitzrayim isn't haphazard, it's part of a plan. And when you have a Havtocha, I'm taking you down, I'm going to take you out as well, that means it's part of the plan, and it's done with a cheshbon. And Baruch Shem after Chosel Yisrael, the Chayyar brings that out. And therefore, and we say more than that, Yisham Delam, we say in the Velono, it's a klal in how Jewish history works, the klal. In Klal Yisrael always has to work like that. That in every dayr, there might be a need for a certain golus to be mesakenas, but HaKadosh Baruch has a cheshbon, and he'll save us from that, and that the Chayyar flows straight into Seyul Man Mabikes Lovan Aram Elasav Yaakov Avinu, because that klal started at the very beginning of Jewish history. And you could also add that the Lovan, I think it's much more from Rishonim, that the story of Lovan is also included in the original Haftoch of the Bispein Abashtorim, that HaKadosh Baruch is part of the Gaelus, and HaKadosh Baruch made that stuff. He took Yaakov Avinu after that, maybe it's in the question of the 400 years and whatever. And Golus Mitzrayim was a hemshech of that, was very, very similar to that. That flows straight into the mindset of Lavan. Okay, just to finish off, we basically run out of time. When we say Kolamar Belisata B'tias Mitzrayim Ha'idah Meshubah, the Rambam says Kolamarich B'drash Parshazu. And the mashmos, what it seems from Rambam is, at least where you can learn in Rambam is, that the Ikka mitzvah to be Marith, Kolam Abel Sabbath and Strife, lies in that parasha. Why? Because that parasha, L'chayra, is where the Torah is telling us, just like the farmer comes with the Kurim, this is how he says it, that's also how we should say it. If the Torah is giving us the Nusach, how to say it, L'chayra, that Nusach is perfectly the Cheshbon, where every Nekud of the Nusach brings out the Chesed HaMokim in exactly the right way. The riches of the mitzvah, how we have to understand it, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered our tefillahs, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to, so to speak, what chus of Ma'ir Rachmei Shemayim, the oaths and motion that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, all that should be meduyed in those sukkim and understanding every nuance of that process. And that's why L'chayra we have a mitzvah to be ma'arech on that particular parasha. And through that, to be Mekayim to the maximum, as Hashem, amid the stipulated Yetzias Mitzrayim, and to be very good through that, as Hashem, to the Torah.
Thank you.